through the remainder of our time here this evening and throughout our life. In Christ's name, amen. song they'd like me to try and lead this evening?
Number five.
Number five.
Mansion.
Here I lay.
When the road is called a yonder,
page 7.
Number 507. 507.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the sinner, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame.
And good and wrong, 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. It could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me.
Upon his precious head, they placed the crown of thorns. They laughed and said,
trust in him who leads you.
475. My hope is built
on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
The streets that are purest soul. number 405. I know we sang it at close this morning, but I just really like the third verse. We'll sing the, I guess all three. 405. Oh, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Strings of mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove.
Invitation song was 687.
Good evening. I wrote this for camp, so if I throw a camp reference in there or to something, or just think you're at camp right now, there, you went to camp. Nikes, Under Armour, Adidas, Jordans, or even Crocs are all different types of shoes, and for different occasions and activities, you have your own pairs of shoes. You have pairs of shoes for the beach, for church, for school. You got your cleats for sports, and if you've ever been to church camp, then you have your camp shoes. And no matter who you are, everybody loves getting a new pair of shoes. You take good care of them, and you make sure they're clean, and if they're not clean, you clean them up. If there's any scuffs on them, you take care of that. You never want them to get clean. You want them to stand out. And sometimes after you wear them for a while, and you don't realize that they're getting dirtier and dirtier until somebody else in school or at work has a new pair of shoes, and yours begin to just fall to the side, and they have the new pair of shoes. Remember when you first got baptized? You didn't want to dirty yourself up for God. You always wanted to take good care of your spiritual body as you could, and you wanted people to notice something new about you. You wanted people to want what you wanted. You didn't want anything to damage or dirty up your newness of life in Jesus. But just like the shoes, eventually it starts to wear. And then you begin to blend in and not stick out. And we don't realize how, we think we're clean, we don't realize how dirty we are until we see somebody who is walking in the light in the right way, and we begin to blend in and not stick out. Even the quote-unquote greatest Christians have tried to blend in. Peter denied Jesus 3 times of even knowing him because he didn't want to stick out and people to start ridiculing him and even possibly killing him at that moment. If you look in John chapter 15, verse 19, it says, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing." Oh, that's the wrong verse. Verse 19. "If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." And sometimes we begin to, as we begin to blend in, we don't notice us getting dirtier and dirtier. When the newness of your baptism wears off, sometimes we start to turn to worldly things. But because Jesus died for us, we are not of the world, just like John just said. And sometimes we continuously get more dirty, and we continue to dirty our spiritual body continuously. But that's what's so good about a church camp, or even a Sunday or Wednesday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. Every time we go to church, or we go to a camp for a week, or we go to a retreat, it allows us to clean or renew our quote-unquote spiritual pairs of shoes. And we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to make sure that our shoes are clean. We can do that throughout the week, and we need to. We need to continuously clean our spiritual shoes throughout the week so we don't blend into worldly things. And it's easy to keep our spiritual shoes clean at church or at camp or around godly people, but we need to continue to renew our spiritual shoes so we stand out everywhere we go and people know that we're Christians and we're proud to be. So when you leave here tonight and on Wednesday night with your clean pair of spiritual shoes, keep them that way and stand out and be proud of your clean spiritual shoes and show them off at school or at work. And make sure everybody knows that you're a Christian and why it's so good to be a Christian. Because if you spread how good God's Word is, people begin to notice and people will begin to ask questions. And that's when you'll be able to, that's when you're able to step in and guide another soul to Jesus.
Hear the sweet
voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me, I am the way. Pardon the loving call, obey. Come for me, loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come for he bled for you and I.
turn 80 years after the service of singing tonight.
Yeah. The men's meeting after the service is here. Let's turn to number 402. 402, and after this song, J.L., would you give us some word of prayer?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day.
My joke ain't good enough.